Good afternoon, Australia, and good evening, America, and welcome to everyone listening across the world today. You're back with Radio Tony, and this is the Digital Collective Co. Now, what you need to know today is the listening live on the show on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, and Twitch is a gorgeous Payo in the Philippines, ready and waiting to answer your questions, take your comments, and provide you with the links of anything that we talk about in the show. You'll notice in the heading of my background is the link that you need to click to connect with Mia and Remy. And if you miss this show, just a reminder that you can catch the replays on Binge Networks USA, Hero Go TV USA, and on the Tony TV channel app on all LG, Roku, and Samsung smart TVs across the world. And the links for those are also in the chat box. Now, this is the second in a series of four shows where we've done a really special, unique partnership with the team from the Digital Collective, Mia McLeod and Remy Taylor in particular. And Mia is a global digital marketing executive with over 15 years experience building businesses and running digital sales and marketing teams for international brands such as Walt Disney, Microsoft, Sony Music, Universal Music, and she's worked across the world, including in Sydney and London. The gorgeous Remy prides herself in her ability to, craft effective strategies that grow, engage, and translate to the right type of digital audiences. She embodies social media generation. She's super creative, tech savvy, inspired, holistic, and a little bit of an overshare, although we haven't found that yet, Remy. So this partnership has been designed, and this mini course has been designed specifically between the three of us, Remy, Mia, and I, and we decided that we needed to deliver a curated, socially conscious mini course called Beyond the Grid, and it's designed to help individuals and businesses develop their social media strategies and learn everything there is about social media. So first up today, welcome Remy and Mia.
Thank you. We're very excited to be here.
I love talking to you girls each week. You're so full of enthusiasm and so much wisdom and knowledge to share with our audience. So today, Mia, what can people expect to gain from this little short course, and what have we packed into it in terms of social media and marketing goodness?
Hi, Tony. Thanks so much for having Remy and I on the show again this week. We're so thrilled to be here. We had so much fun last week and the hour just slipped by. We've got a training course starting in just a few weeks' time called Beyond the Grid. And this has really been a culmination of about 18 months worth of experience that Remy and I have had in our own business, Digital Collective Co., where we've really helped a lot of businesses get their head around their social media strategy and take hold of that for them. So we've done the social media for them. But while doing that, what we realized was there was this real opportunity for people to be able to learn our tricks of the trade, our special sauce, our skills of how to do social media, so that they could do it themselves if they wanted to. Because obviously it's, you know, getting someone else to do your social media is not for everyone. It might be out of budget. It might be that they would prefer to do it themselves. So this course is really to empower people who want to learn how to do social media themselves, but show them the right way to do it so that they can really start selling their product or service online. So we've called it Beyond the Grid because we think social media marketing is so much more than just posting posts, quotes, or whatever on socials. It's really Absolutely. About engaging with your audience, teaching them, taking them on a journey, and ultimately selling your product or service in a really beautiful, organic, and socially conscious way.
Absolutely. Remy, can you give us a quick, this week we're going to be talking about module two in general terms. Can you give us a quick overview of what people can expect in module two?
So just firstly, the Beyond the Grid course is all about getting business owners, as Mia said, and aspiring social media managers comfortable with the tools and processes that make up a successful brand on social media. So module two is encompassing all of that. It's how to build a social brand. It's getting to know Trello and the other communication tools that we have been using over the last 18 months that have proven to be so successful. It's about customizing your, you know, plan. It's about best practices. It's asking the important questions that your clients are going to bring up. It's brand aesthetic, and it's optimizing and auditing your existing social media profiles. It's about really getting armed with the right tools to make the process easier, basically. It's getting comfortable with the frequently asked questions, like do I need more followers, or do followers matter, and things like that. For example, one of the topics is getting to know Trello, and for Trello for us is our Bible. It's a communication tool that allows us to plan social posts. It sort of has a range of elements that make the process easier, especially when it's client-facing. Gives us the ability to foresee things like sales promotions and holiday posts and plan things out, but we go into that later. I think the crucial takeaway from module two is having all your ducks in the row before you jump into creating and posting. And it instills that confidence that anyone is able to develop their own brand identity on social media, and just having those right tools, as well as having Mia and I there throughout the process, it
definitely. Thanks, Remy. Mia, this course is very hands-on and supported for anyone who decides to do this course. It's about encouragement, support, asking questions, holding their hands the whole way through. Can you tell us a little bit more detail about the ways in which Digital Collective is going to support our participants throughout the six-week course?
Yeah, I think this is one of the really special things about this course. It's not just a series of kind of pre-recorded videos. It's really a live learning environment where Remy and I on Zoom with our audience will be teaching and helping them go through all of the workbooks, all of the documents, all of the processes that we are teaching. So it won't be kind of a case of handing over a bunch of documents and a few videos and saying you can figure it out. It's really us taking the customers or the students through the process step by step and finding enabling them to ask those questions that maybe they would not ordinarily ask, but also, you know, being able to make mistakes as well. So they'll be able to come to class and go, okay, I couldn't get something posted, or I really didn't know what to write, or I didn't know what aesthetic. And they can feel supported and kind of, I guess, allowed to make mistakes and try a second time round without feeling like they're holding a class up or no one else in the room understands their problem. Everyone is going to be able to do that with us in a really supported environment. And I think over the course of 6 weeks, we've specifically made the course 6 weeks, so that there's that integration time that people feel that they can go away, have a bit of a practice, and come back the next week and be able to talk about any of the barriers that they've had and any of the elements they want to go over again, because there's a lot of information that we're passing over. What's become quite simple and straightforward as a process for us, obviously, to translate it to someone who's learning this from scratch is going to take a little bit of time. And that's why we've made sure that there's a weekly class, Zoom class, where everyone can jump back on and ask those questions, get the detail that they're missing, and try again.
And Mia, we think we've picked a pretty good time for those Zoom calls, because they'll actually happen before at 10 a.m. Australian time, which will be 5 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Central time. So for anyone in America listening, not only is this course for Australians, it's absolutely for anyone anywhere else in the world. And we pick those times to incorporate our Australian and American and the rest of the world, hoping to capture as many, a decent time for everyone. Those Zoom meetings are where you get to experience dedicated time from both Mia and Remy. It's a unique experience to get that much experience in the room where you can go, Mia, I don't understand. Remy,
exactly.
Why does this not work?
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of nuance in social media that I think people often, you know, forget what social media is about, and it's really about communicating with a very big audience that is there ready and waiting to hear your all about your product or service. And, you know, we help teach our students how to get their head around social media for in the beginning, but also how to craft really incredible content. Remy has got a success in doing this with her own business as well. So she sells crystals online and has built from scratch an audience of 15,000 people who want to hear what she's writing about. So there is no one better to be able to help our students for the Beyond the Grid on how to actually create these audiences and engage and connect.
She's done it.
She's actually done it. And she writes copy and creates content every day. And it is easy, you know, it is easy to be done. Yeah. It just takes a few tricks and tools to know how to do it and to post at the right time and, you know, get your message out there when people are listening.
Absolutely. Remy, we're going to talk a little bit about building a social brand. And so I really want you to tell the audience, pardon me, about your crystal company.
Yeah, so Red Realm
love it. We may as well.
Yeah, say that again. Definitely.
What's the name?
Ret Realm, RetRealm. It was essentially just a concept. It came from a passion, really. It was something that I liked, I enjoyed myself, and I saw that there was sort of a, you know, a gap where I could fit myself in the little niche and just start, you know, I started from scratch learning myself as well, just how important building an authentic brand really is. And I feel like that is one of the main things that we can get across to listeners, is that we have now built, I would say, fans of the Ret Realm brand because we showed that transparency along the way. We showed the growth. We showed that a lot of work goes into it, and that we were local. We're a small business, you know, and it's relatable to our audience. We also very much understood what our audience wanted to see, because I was a crystal customer myself. Yes. So I just basically knew exactly how to translate that on social. But again, as Mia said, it's a process. I've learned so much from the beginning 3 years ago.
Yes.
I mean, it looks completely different, our aesthetic now, and we've matured and grown, but it does come into brand aesthetic is a very important factor of building that authentic story, really.
Yes, absolutely. And so part of what Remy's learnt from her own business and its branding and growth, that's gone into the course as well. So not only if you're doing the course, you actually get to ask Remy about the things that didn't go right, the mistakes that she made, and the learnings that she got from making those mistakes, so that perhaps you don't have to make them either, you know? And that's where Remy's brilliance sits, with that building a social brand, because she's done it. Mia, let's talk about communication and communication skills and how they relate to social media and managing social media, because it's important that people understand that social media is about communication, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, look, half the battle with businesses trying to create social media posts is to know what to post. And interestingly, even though most business owners are the expert in their business and what they're selling, crafting a post similar to crafting a marketing campaign can sometimes feel really overwhelming. I think what Remy and I have tried to do in this course is really join the dots between who your audience is and how to communicate to them, and really give you the tools to be able to decide and understand who that audience that you want to communicate to is and what they'd like to see or hear in terms of a social post. I think one of the beauties that we find of social posts is that you've got this kind of little magic moment that is a little creative and a little copy together can tell a really big story. And if you can get that creative and that copy right together and time it well for your audience to receive, you've got such a magic little potion there that can tell stories about your business in a really succinct way. And what we find with a lot of our clients that we create social media posts for is that once we've crafted this really special post, they're using it not just in social media, but they're using it in their conversation with their clients as part of their sales pitch. So that's why we've called it Beyond the Grid, because it's so much more than social posts.
Yeah.
It's actually becoming a little story that actually starts to describe what you do. So it's almost like your vision or your mission statement comes to life, and you can see people kind of, once they've crafted a social post that works, you can see them getting really excited about it, because they're like, oh my gosh, I just created a piece of content that people reacted to really positively. So in Remy's case, she'll put a post up and write some copy around her crystals, and she'll get this incredible response of likes and engagement and comments, saves, reshares, and suddenly she knows she's hit the mark with this piece of content. So that becomes a new story in itself, and this is what we want to do for businesses that come and do the course Beyond the Grid, is help them feel so excited by this process of creating a piece of copy and a little content asset that ignites this super engaged response from their audience and ultimately sales. So that's what we love about this price point for this course. We've given your audience, Tony, your audience a super duper
special
offer
discount,
so that they can literally, as soon as they've started posting, they're going to be hopefully making sales straight away, and it's going to make its return on investment is going to be in the positive straight away.
Mia, in talking about that, the communication and the way that you post, part of what you, the brilliance of what the Digital Collective Beyond the Grid course will teach, is how to organize that. And part of that organization relates to platforms like Trello. Do you want to just quickly, for those who don't know what Trello is, just quickly tell us what Trello is and why it's important?
Yeah, we use lots of different platforms to help us kind of map out our social media marketing. But what we found is that Trello is a really great visual free platform. It's one of the Atlassian platforms. So if anyone's familiar with Slack or Trello, there's a whole range of products that Atlassian release. Trello is one of these. So it's a very visual board style environment, much like a Pinterest, for example, where you can upload images as well as copy. You can do things like label, oh, this needs approval or this needs to be scheduled, and you can share between the two of us. So Remy and I use this to communicate with our clients. So our client will be invited onto the board, and they will be able to see where we're up to with our planning. It also allows us to plan, you know, in a weekly or monthly way, and communicate our message with our clients and our business partners, so that everyone is very clear and transparent. And we teach how to use this platform for you know, social media, but it can be used for anything, actually. And it's a really great tool to learn how to use. But for the purpose of social media, it becomes an incredibly powerful planning tool.
And there's something important about having an understanding of planning your posts. So for many people, social media is a bit ad hoc. So we do it when we remember, but there's a special place for planning of your social media. And that sits as part of this course as well. The reason why it's good to plan and have some strategy that sits behind your social media. Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think what we've found is that the more planned out you are, the more confident you are in your social strategy.
Yes.
That was a noisy bell.
Ding dong. Avon's here.
Yeah, so what we find is that, you know, a lot of what goes on is actually a fear or a lack of confidence that our business owners often have around their social strategy, and that is what we predominantly will try and help overcome for our business owners.
Definitely. Remy, social media comes with things like best practice, algorithms, and specifications. There really are just... it really is just about learning how those things sit within social media. And part of the course is around teaching our participants what is best practice, because there are some things that you can do on social media that will either get your account suspended or blocked or not be great for your brand. So let's tell the audience a little bit about the best practice and some of the specs and why it's important to know the specs for each different platform.
Yeah, so there's truly a lot to getting it right when creating a visual visual content for your brand, and there's a lot to think about, and hence why we have created this course to relieve that kind of pressure. Social media specs are essentially getting the right sizings and images for your videos on social media. So it's having the knowledge and tools that make your social media have the best practices in place. So it ensures that you don't do things like pixelate or stretch your images, or it ensures that you're optimizing for, I guess, the right platform. And as a result of that, you're likely to increase your engagement, because you're not doing things like cutting off important branding if you're using the same image across multiple platforms. For example, Instagram has a range of different sizes. So you've got profile photo sizing, you've got feed sizing, you've got stories, you know, and it is important to get comfortable with this. The tools that you get around, we do have tools that can get around this to ensure that you and ensure that you're keeping on top of those specs and best practices, because they are ever changing. But once you, I guess, get familiar with those changes, and where you find the updated specs, it kind of becomes second nature to running your social media platform.
It does.
Yeah, and I guess the thing is, you want to tell the algorithms that you're a real, genuine and trustworthy brand. And to quickly touch on what a social media algorithm is that basically a way of sort of sorting posts in a user's feed, so your audience, based on, I guess, the relevancy instead of publishing time. So these are just the number of factors that we will go through in the course to make that easier. And, you know, we will have those definitions. We'll have workbooks that go over these and make it very clear. And this vocabulary will become second nature to, you.
So what we're trying to say is that don't let the vocabulary stop you, because part of the reason that we put this course together was so that people would be comfortable and understand what that means, and it becomes second nature. The other thing is that there's some fantastic tools out there that make it really easy for you to resize something. So if we take Canva, for example, if you put a graphic in there, you can immediately and easily, at the touch of a button, resize it for Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, or whatever. So don't let those things or the lack of knowledge put you off, because that's the purpose of this course. That's why Mia and Remy developed this course, was to make it easy for you to understand and to get to know what you need to do on what platform. And you don't have to actually be on all platforms either, do you, Remy? It's about finding what platform or couple of platforms work best for you and optimizing and working within those, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's about knowing who your ideal audience is and speaking, yes, to them. Where will you find them, and where are they, where do they feel comfortable receiving information, whether it's a professional on LinkedIn or someone on TikTok who just wants quick information through a video. It's just about knowing where your audience is located, and that's another thing that we go through in the course. We definitely make it clear who your audience is and who you're speaking to.
Mm.
And then teaching you to speak their language, essentially, exactly, via social media.
Mm-hmm.
Mia, what we love about
how important you go.
What we love about the social media platforms is that you've got this audience that's sitting right there. You know, they're ready to hear. There's millions of people in Australia, in the US, UK, on social media consuming content. And if you can find a way to talk to them in a really relevant way, you can get in front of them very easily, and it doesn't cost you anything. So it's really just as your time, your ability to put your content in front of them in a way that connects with them. And that's what we really teach you, is just how to do that in an effective way that gets you likes and follows and engagement and ultimately sales via your social channels.
And that's correct, and that's what it's about for businesses, big, small, even the largest corporations on the planet use social media for marketing, sales, customers, clients, etc. So this is not about them. This is actually about the wonderful small businesses as well, and how you can use it. And they're free. You know, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, they're free to join, free to set up a profile, and you just need the knowledge that helps you connect with your audience and sales. So, Mia, in talking about social media, we can't talk about social media without followers, likes, connections, and all the different words around what followers mean. How important is it?
Look, I think we've got, when you're launching a business, you will naturally have a certain audience that you target with your product or your service. As many as you can afford to acquire, either through, you know, naturally through word of mouth or through your own network, or obviously you can pay to find more and more of those, that audience. I think the beautiful thing about social media and the kind of social training that we're doing here is that we will help you find your audience in a really organic way, so that when you're ready and you feel confident that you know how to find and speak to your audience and connect with them, if you want to put some paid advertising behind that successful post, you can, and the risk is reduced. You don't have to worry that you're going to be wasting money. You know that it's a proven technique and a proven communication that works in an organic way on your social posts, and that way you can feel complete confidence that when you put some money behind it, it's actually going to work and continue to convert and find more audiences. So I think the message is that the audiences are there on social media. if you can find them organically, then you're going to have a much better chance of being able to find them in a paid environment too, and a lot more of them. So
yes.
I think what we really teach on this course is not so much about paid advertising, but how to find that audience in an organic way, so that if you want to yes. start putting some money behind it, you can do that and
you've got confidence.
Do that confidently. Exactly. And I think yeah. one of the things we love about the course is that you will feel exactly what we just said, that real confidence around your social strategy, where at the moment you might be someone who has a social profile. It might be on Instagram or Facebook. Mm. And you kind of, someone in your team or you put the odd post up now and again, and you probably have a bit of a negative experience around that, where you're kind of, you know, you're not getting the engagement or the likes or the follows that you thought you'd have. And that can feel a little yes. bit deflating if you're, you know, kind of experiencing social media in a bit of a lackluster way. And what we do throughout this course is kind of help you post successful posts so that you're starting to get a yes. more positive reaction from your audience, that you're seeing your audience grow and ultimately sales coming through the door because of what you're doing on your social media channel. And it's a really exciting process seeing that whole change happen before your eyes, all because you've been, you know, able to understand the skills on what's required and what your audience really wants from you.
Yeah. In talking about followers too, Mia, for those people that look at some of the bigger profiles and think, oh, my God, millions and millions and millions of followers, et cetera, that doesn't necessarily equate to clients and sales. Just because someone has millions and millions of followers, it doesn't necessarily. So you could have quite a nice little niched following of, say, 50,000 and still generate enough income, sales and leads to keep your business going. It's not always about millions of followers, is it, Mia?
No, look, it's not about millions. And in fact, it doesn't even need to be tens of thousands. It could be your niche of several yeah. hundred or several thousand. You know, obviously, the more followers you have and the better your conversion rate on those followers, the more sales yes. revenue you can make. But if you've got a niche product, you're going to have a niche audience. If you've got a mass market product, it's likely that there's going to be lots of competition in the market. So what we really try and teach is how to talk to your audience about the special parts and components of your product and service offering. So what makes you special yeah. and sets you apart from your competition, and why people should come and engage with you. One of the things, and this is why we've come up with the concept of a socially conscious training course, is that a lot yes. of businesses do forget the whole reason that they have kind of got into business themselves. And it might be, like in Remy's case, she was passionate about the crystal business or the crystals yes. themselves. So she had this really genuine, authentic reason for talking to her audience or potential audience about her subject matter being crystals. Similarly, in the digital collective world, we feel very passionate about aligning ourselves with similar digitally socially conscious digital businesses that want to make a difference to the world. And as such, what that invites yes. into us is those kind of clients. And we feel very clear that our messaging around that invites the right kind of people to us. And we would, through the Beyond the Grid training course, we help businesses identify what their special offering is and how yes. to talk to their audiences so that they naturally want to find them and seek them out, so that there's this real yeah. natural connection between the two parties. And we think that that's something that a lot of businesses kind of along the way of trying to survive and earn money and turn a dollar
yes.
forget, and think that's a really important thing to help a business differentiate themselves. Remy's got lots of ideas on this subject matter too.
Yes, yes. I was just going to pass to Remy and ask her the same question as well, because it's not, if you look at sales as just purely sales, sometimes that conjures up a bit of an icky feel. However, if you look at it from the perspective that there are people out there that want, need, and are ready to buy crystals but don't know where to go, what to do, what's right for them, you're actually helping them to find what they're already looking for, aren't you, Remy?
Yeah, I guess with the Rat Realm strategy, it was quite a niche one, and I kind of felt it out before I went ahead and did it. And basically how I did build the community, and they are all genuine followers, they're genuine people that want to be a part of a community, and that's exactly what I did there. I built it without from the beginning, it was not about let's make sales. I removed that completely. I wanted to build a community of like-minded people that just really wanted to engage and communicate and just, you know, contribute to the crystal and spiritual world. And from that, then I saw that growth. And this is a very niche strategy. It wouldn't work for every kind of brand, but it just goes to show that you can build that following a number of different ways, and they are genuine people. So yeah, it feels good to have a brand, and as Mia said, like, people get excited about looking at that now, knowing that those are people that genuinely care what you have to say and about the story of your brand and things like that. It's super important to consider that when you're building a brand on social media, because you don't just want to look at numbers. That it's not just about having those numbers.
It's not just
You want, like, as well, Rat Realm's an authentic brand, and I think from that comes authentic following. So yeah,
definitely. Remy, the next question is actually around brand aesthetics. What on earth are brand aesthetics?
So brand aesthetics are basically a set of elements that, I guess, essentially tell your brand's story. So in this course, we talk things like color palettes and how they are just the beginning of setting the tone for your entire social media brand.
Definitely.
Brand. We talk about those elements and how they make your audience feel, and how you can create things like mood boards and collections of inspirational images to help set that tone and bring to life that brand aesthetic. It does play a major role in shaping your online identity, and it isn't to be overlooked, because, for example, a high-end exclusive brand will likely incorporate a different color palette from a sustainable local brand. And it essentially tells your consumers what to expect from your brand, and it reassures those consumers, I guess, that they'll be receiving exactly that. And that's exactly what we did with Rat Realm. In the beginning, it wasn't about a modern looking, it was about, you know, rough and ready, but still our brand. And it was consistent across all platforms. And now we've moved into a more modern looking style, which, you know, it grew with our followers because they're, you know, that's what they asked for. And so we adjusted accordingly. But brand aesthetics can actually be one of those secondhand thoughts, and they can really, truly be easily overlooked. We've all searched for example, for businesses before and came across their social where the branding is, I guess, off, or it's been abandoned, and that quite literally is the fastest way to get rid of potential customers, because in that quick second that they've landed on your page, they've already made a judgment about how authentic your brand really is. And if they do organically land on your page, they want to feel that instant satisfaction that you're, I guess, a professional brand that's going to provide the answer to their pain points.
Their question,
And by doing that, you're kind of guaranteeing a brand loyalty from your customers instantly. And it's important to, I guess, note that from the beginning, whatever your aesthetic is and whatever you agree to, it has to be consistent. It can alter Definitely. From platform to platform slightly. You know, for example, yeah, LinkedIn is leaning towards a more in-depth
yes.
copywriting kind of style, but then Instagram mm. is where you have that more it's creative freedom, visual, and your tone can come to life. And mm. yeah, so as long as you stay within that boundary of your brand aesthetic, mm. it can have that creative freedom on the different platforms. But I guess yeah. one of the best ways to begin would be to visualize how your ideal customers will interact with your brand on social and how you want them to mm-hmm. think and feel when they come into contact with your brand. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So of course, you know, we have this all laid out in the course with workbooks to prompt yes. these kinds of ideas along the way. Yeah.
And Remy, there's also when you were talking about palette, i.e. the colours of the branding, that's quite that can actually be a subject in its own right, because there's something about colour that connects people to a brand. So if we use a big brand like Coca-Cola, there's red and white and black. The same with Red Rooster, red, white, mm-hmm. black. So their colours that sit behind their brand images conjure up immediate feelings or connection between their customers and their branding. And that's something that you want to do. Like the audience will probably notice that Digital Collective and Radio Tony Lontis, very similar branding, color palette, and a similar aesthetic and feel and tone. So it, for us, it's part of the perfect collaboration from our perspective, because there are those similarities, and you want to know where your branding is in terms of how it makes people feel. And obviously we're nurturing and educative and wanting to help, and that's important in your branding, and it'll be unique to you and your business, won't it, Remy?
Absolutely. It's quite literally your identity. You think of a physical yes. store, and you want your customers to come in and feel comfortable and trusting and, you know, make those sales. So exact same way on social media is just, you know, making them feel invited, and also that they can recognize yes. your brand whenever your brand pops up. Wherever, if it be organic or if you're running an ad, they recognize that that's your brand and they associate with that brand. And they, you know, if you are familiar with your ideal customer, which you will be after this course, when you yes. sort of know what they like, you're tailoring it exactly to their tone and feel, and it's yes. relatable to them.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Mia, part of the module two, the end of the module two, talks about audit and optimization. And so I wanted to finish off today talking about why social media audit is important and why optimization of your social media profile is important, and how that relates to business and social media managers.
Yeah, I think this is a really kind of interesting area of the course, because I think what it forces you to do is to have a really honest look at what you're doing so far from a social media perspective, and maybe there are some really quick wins around how to make things look and present better than they are currently. And this can be as simple as having yeah. Your profile image across your social media channels all looking the same, so that when people come and
yes.
find you on LinkedIn and Instagram and Facebook or YouTube, they're getting the same experience throughout. And so it's, you know, social media can be one of those areas that businesses don't focus on, because they're like, I need to kind of focus on my sales, or I need to focus on my traditional marketing. Yes. And social media can be kind of a bit of an afterthought. And then once you've had some time to actually look at your social media, you know, you can often find you've neglected it in one way, shape, or form. You might not have posted for several weeks or maybe several months. You might have an old link up. But it's something, if you actually spend a little bit of time on, you can look at and optimize really quickly and have a huge impact on your overall social media presence. And what that does for the audience is gives them immediate confidence that you have a business that is talking to each other, so that what you're doing on your Facebook is the same as what you're doing on Instagram, as what's happening on your store and maybe on your web shop and then on LinkedIn. Yeah. Everything is seamless. And what that does, it really instills a confidence in your consumer, because as we know, there's many touch points the consumer has to see your business and your brand before they make the sale. It's very rare that customers will just find a new brand and buy straight away.
And
they need much more confidence online these days, and they need to know, you know, everything is telling the same story. So if you deliver same day and that's your service offering, that you make sure that you get that product same day, they need to be told that on all your different social media channels. If you are produced in Australia, but somewhere else on your website says it's made in China or it has a reference to something that's inconsistent, that's the kind of, those kind of mixed messages are the kind of things that put consumers off.
People pick up on.
A simple order across all of your channels, your digital channels, and ideally, you know, your social media channels, and make sure that that language and consistency is there, will pay dividends in providing consumers with confidence to purchase from your site. Or purchase a service. So it could be, you know, a product or a service. The language that you use across your channels, and people are doing their due diligence these days. They're going to check you've got an Instagram account. It doesn't matter what you do, if you're a builder or a carpet layer or a painter and decorator, they still want to know that you've got a presence on social media channels. Yeah, they will search you. They will follow you to make sure that they align with your way of doing things. You know, it doesn't matter what you do these days. You really do have to have some kind of social media presence to convert the customer into a sale. So to think that you can kind of get away with just having a website is probably going to lose you some clients. You know, you won't get as many clients as you could if you do have a really consistent social media. And like you said before, you don't have to have all of the social media channels. You could do that with one or two. But as long as what you're saying through your channels are consistent with what's on your website and consistent with the kind of messaging that you're saying and speaking when you're trying to sell your product, as long as everything lines up, that's when consumers feel confident.
Yes. Yes. Mia, you mentioned before a word touch point. Now, we know what touch point means, but for those in the audience who may not have heard that terminology before, it's just a reference to how many points people either connect with you. Can you explain quickly how that works, Mia?
Yeah. I think when people, consumers, you and I know this from our own day-to-day, I might be buying a new pair of sneakers. I could obviously buy my Nike pair of sneakers from Nike.com, or I go to ASOS or The Iconic or some other retailer that I may not have heard of before. Now, often what I'll do if I'm using a new retailer is I will go and have a look at their various touch points, which is literally their various ways of telling me about their brand. So in digital world, that's going to be their website. That's going to be their Instagram page. Yes. That's going to be their Facebook. It may be their LinkedIn. It may be their reviews, you know, it may be Google reviews. So I will go and have a look at all their different touch points of where their brand is. I might want to go and look at a video on YouTube, but I want to go and see what their reviews look like on Google. What we think is the best way of approaching it is that all of those touch points, all of those channels, those digital platforms look and feel and say the same thing to ensure that the consumer feels very confident that they're going to get the service you're telling them they are.
Yeah. And in this day and age, there are are many touch points that the customers or clients need to have before they'll actually consider purchasing a brand. Isn't that right, Remy?
Well, I guess even beyond that, it's also a communication tool. It's customer management. It's being there to ask their questions. It's being there to show that you're active and you're responsive and you're a brand that's willing to help them. You're there for a reason. And then it comes back again to building that authentic connection with your followers. And, it's about them feeling comfortable, essentially. It's about them knowing that you are there for the right reasons. And as Mia said, it's very flooded now that there's, you know, brand, for example, there's so many crystal brands now that I'm competing with. But what you will have in the end is that authentic branding that people trust. And it's just so crucial that, you know, across the board, you make sure that you are showing that you are there to help and you are there with a professional looking profile and, you know, it's replicating your website and things like that. It's just, it's super crucial that consistent, social media is at the front of your mind at all times, really.
Because it's one of those touch points. It's not just about a website or but social media is one of those touch points that customers, clients and sales will come from. If you're consistent across all of your brands, one of those touch points will be social media. That's where they'll search for crystals, for instance, and find Remy's company and go, oh yeah, I'd really like to deal with them because of their branding. And I guess you've found that too, Remy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just little things tweaking day to day that as well, you're keeping up with things that are topical and things like that where, you know, brands want to see sustainable packaging and things like, audiences and customers want to see sustainable packaging. So, you know, you adjust things with that align with them and that's exactly how we grow. We grow with our audience and customers and, you know, I always say with RetRealm that it's a space for them to create whatever realm they want in within that. So I leave it up to the audience to navigate that. But, yeah, Amir and I were just saying the other day, like, it's social media is an extension of your website. It's almost the face of your website now.
Yeah,
that's changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's very dynamic. You know, the website is often quite a flat environment where you may not make changes very regularly, whereas your social media platform has the ability to be something that can be updated multiple times a day.
You know,
you can see on Instagram with story posts that you can put up 10 or 20 story posts a day that tell a lot of different stories about your business. Often brands are posting once or twice a day to, you know, talk about a new product or a different size or a different type of product. Whereas a website is often, you know, usually a web store and it stays the same and it may, you know, be a bit dynamic in terms of new sizes or new colors, but it often doesn't storytell like your social media channel can.
Like social media.
And I think the storytelling is where the connection happens, between the audience and the product or service. That storytelling part is the bit that really connects with the person that's going to ultimately buy from you.
That's right. Lovely ladies, we are at the end of the show again. A quick reminder to everyone listening today that we'd love you to jump onto the website and it's digital-collective.co/beyondthegrid. You can see it at the very top of my screen at the moment. It will be posted and pasted into all the social media and any of our posts that Mia or my team do will have the links to this course. We encourage you to jump on now, connect with Mia and Remy because the course isn't starting quite yet, but we are getting closer. Each show we do, we are getting closer to the starting of the course and we'd like you to jump on, talk to Remy or me are about the course. If you've got any concerns, worries, any questions, jump on and grab a call with them. They'll tell you all about it. That, my wonderful people, is our lot for this week. Once more, digital-collective.co/beyondthegrid. Jump on. If you're thinking about a career change, this course will set you up to be the social media manager with the mostest. Mia, Remy, thank you very much for being on the show today. That, my friends, is your lot for this week, and we will be back next week with another episode of the Digital Collective. Bye for now, everyone. Bye, girls.
Thank you.
Bye, Tony.